Look at this.
Wow.
We have a reason to be happy, excited.
Breaking news. The U.S. have won the World Cup.
You know what? Give Mauricio Pochettino a new contract. He's earned it.
It's everything we always wanted, folks.
And we are in the chat. We're live here on YouTube right after the game. And in the chat, we already got people pouring water all over the party that we're trying to have. Spider Zlatan just said, that wasn't a very good Japanese lineup. What are you doing, buddy?
Hey, hey. Did you see how we looked against South Korea? I think any win, is a positive.
A goal. I mean, the Pochettino's record, the last a couple matches has not been great, but...
Also, what a great time we picked to do the live instead of the last game.
My goodness. Wow. I mean, I think our show would have been a little bit more helpful.
We would have had a good time.
A little bit of, the therapy that people need after games. We should just rebrand this as post-match therapy.
Oh, damn.
Post-match US.
Lay down, y'all.
Everybody, get on your couches.
Point on the dog where Mauricio Pochettino hurt you.
Welcome to the Cooligans, everybody. We're live here across all Yahoo Sports channel. We are live as well on our YouTube channel. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. If you haven't subscribed to the Cooligans, please do so.
Buddy, what are you doing?
Right now.
What are you waiting for?
Exactly. So we're here to have a good time, obviously. But the U.S. has given us an opportunity to show a little bit of pride and a little bit of joy.
Absolutely.
In the fact that they have beaten Japan in a friendly, even though it's a friendly, we need.
Don't matter, bro. We've beaten them in official games. We've beaten them in friendlies. We've beaten them in wars.
Okay, Alexis, bringing up old stuff.
I
hate that, bro. Thank you again for everybody in the chat. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Let's get right into it because we got to break this game down a little bit. And feel free to put any comments and any thoughts, any jokes in the chat. We always appreciate it. So
maybe Ant already getting wild in the chat. We love to see it, folks.
Justin Freeberg, Ben Skolnick, all the
OGs are here. Spider Zlatan.
Kenny Sloth, I want to read their comment. Roldan, highest rated midfielder without a goal or assist. This was, so we could just start with the lineup.
He looked
pretty good.
He didn't look out of place.
And when we got to the point where we're like, okay, that's enough. That's the standard that we have set.
What we have asked for is progress, and we have been given it. He should have asked for more.
He looked like he belonged. After I think the MLS season that Christian Roldan is having, it's a deserved call up, and he was a replacement for who got injured. Somebody got injured, and I can't remember who it was, but. Pochettino was like, all right, cool. You're going to get real opportunities. Got to start in this game. He came in the game against South Korea. And this is, we had a lot of conversations about this beforehand because we were talking. Once we saw the players that were called up, I was upset with like, these guys are not going to be at the World Cup. There's a lot of names here that we pretty much know are not going to be at the World Cup. So why... Given it's less than a year, why even call them in at all?
This is my theory about Tim Ream. Like, why are we wasting time watching him? He's not going to be at the World Cup. I'm starting to think he's going to be at the World Cup.
And all the drama this, especially after the game against South Korea, Pochettino he's getting, like, antsy. He's getting frustrated with the media. He's getting frustrated with podcasters. He's getting frustrated with the former players.
I think he's mad at us.
I think he might be mad at us.
I think Pochettino is sending shots. He's sending for us, bro.
So it's a look. And people in the chat can let us know what you think. I don't like this experimentation. Even the formation.
I don't really get your argument here because he knows who he has in the first 11. Maybe six out of the first 11 are written in marker. We already know who they are.
Yeah.
He got to fill out this whole roster. He don't know these players. Mauricio Pochettino wasn't watching MLS before he got hired.
Right.
He don't know who. He wasn't looking at, standard Liege to see what young American is out there. None of that.
Yeah. We'll get the graphic on screen in a second.
Don't worry about it. We're just testing it out.
We're testing it. We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. But
this is what it's going to look like.
We'll have it there in a second. But look, see, Michael Raymond says, Ream out. Spider Southland also talking about Matt Freeze. Freeze did well for sure. Freeman had a stinker. This, I mean, there's a couple players where, look, Alex Freeman is a young player, and you know, he got his first call up at the Gold Cup.
Something about him that if you can get him under control, you know what I mean? If you could teach him, like, now's the time to take a left or a right.
It's not a driving test, right?
No, but you know what I mean? Like, there's one thing really that he does really well, which is, like, put his head down and go forward.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's times where he'll run into pressure. There's times where he makes just a boneheaded pass, mm-hmm. or a boneheaded first touch. And then there's a time where he closes down on a player that seems like he's streaking ahead. And I'm like, all right, now I know why you keep him on the pitch, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a my concern or issue is it's just like he's just not a fully developed, fully fleshed out player. Just,
yeah, like, I think when I look at someone like Freeman, I think I can see why a national team coach would be interested in what you have to offer. I get why you experiment with him, right? Because you're seeing, under these pressure moments, how is he reacting? Can I use him in a World Cup? I think what we're finding out is that the answer is probably no. You know what I mean? No, we can't use him in a World Cup. But he's showing enough for me to be like, I'm cool with him continuing to be a part of these camps. And I bet you in training, he offers quite a bit.
Yeah, it's... Look, for Orlando, as a defender, I love it. He's like one of those... To me, he is a... Mark the best player.
Go out there. Hey,
Mark, yeah, Mark,
who gets paid the most on that team?
Defend.
Go stand next to
defend
him.
Defend Jordan. Yeah. Like, you got so, look, all right. The graphics are up, right? So the that's the where I see his best potential. And as far as a kind of a lockdown defender, even when Minamino came on in the game, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, now he's facing a much tougher opponent, a great mm-hmm. dribbler. We see what he does, what Minamino does at Brighton. And he held his own. And the fact that there's a clean sheet for the U.S., I think, builds a lot of confidence for those defenders,
yeah.
which is really what's important. I know the frustration. I'm sort of, you know, I don't want to get too ahead of myself as far as expecting, you know, golden generation, blah, 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 and thinking that up front we should look like 2002 Brazil, right?
How much would you?
I just want them to defend.
I would love 2025 Brazil.
Look, I try to be as realistic, and that's why Pochettino makes me nervous with all the experimentation, the formation, three at the back. Okay, I just. Like, if this is last year, this is before Gold Cup, I'm like, all right, cool. He's trying to figure some stuff out and do what he got to do.
I get it, but there's some experimentation, like Arfston a little bit forward, a little bit more up front, where I'm like, I kind of like this. I think if I had to look at the September window, right?
Okay.
The entire September window, the grade that I would give Mauricio Pochettino, and I'm being generous here, it would be a D.
Okay.
Did I just say I'm giving Mauricio Pochettino the D? Yeah. I did say that. That's
one,
crazy.
One D. Just yeah. one.
And it's pretty good.
A singular D.
Here's why I'm saying that. Because, yes, this is technically a passing grade. But, bruh, you bought yourself enough time for the next test. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Because it was getting hot.
It was getting hot. It was almost an F. But you walk away with a D. You were like, all right. I'm graduating. I'm walking down right, the graduation.
Right. You walk away with a D. That is a good nightclub experience.
That's
right?
Not bad, bro. You waited long enough. You know what I mean? But that's true. I think you have to look at, I have to look at this experimentation and say, this is this thing that coaches do where they're like, I need to see what my guys are made out of.
Right.
So I'm going to put you in tough positions. I'm going to make you think on your feet. I can't be out there telling you what to do. I got to see you make those decisions on your own. And this is what we're seeing.
I also shout out to Major Money for a comment. He says, it was great to see MAGA Messi connecting with Balogun for that goal.
Yeah. You know, it hurt his dad too. His dad was like, not him.
Allegedly, we don't know. We don't know. It's all jokes.
I mean, we're just joking around.
We're just alleged. It's all alleged.
It's all alleged.
I mean, we can talk about.
Max Reyes says C's get degrees. Facts. Trust me on that. I know that for a fact.
Mike Gorman said the transfer market for coaches is looking good. So, all right. So, who was a player of the game? Let's
give me your grade. What would you give September's window a grade if you had to?
Window. I'm not gonna get too hyped about this game, so I'm gonna say a C.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
That's crazy. South Korea game.
That was not great, but there was, you know, Balogun had that. He took like three shots at the, you know, at the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper stopped them all right in front.
I mean, why even have the World Cup? Just hand us the trophy.
I'm just saying there were some chances. My issues with the first game against South Korea were more the defensive issues. So the first goal, Sun's goal, it's Tristan Blackman, new to this program.
It looked like the player playing with U.S., the controller stopped working.
No, it did not.
There were moments where
Tristan Blackman, new to the program.
Yeah.
You can see in that goal, if we could show the highlights, we would. But you see him pointing at the passer, whoever had the ball. He's pointing there to tell his teammate.
Reem, if I'm not mistaken.
No. Reem is behind him. He thinks like, oh, Reem has son.
Yeah, I got him.
And
got
then
you.
Arsene is like... Weah has the other guy that's pressing in the middle. So Arsene is marking somebody he should not be marking. Reem is marking the same person, not focusing.
Reem's not
on
even
Sun.
Looking at Sun.
Blackman is way high up, and that's why it causes all the confusion. So that my concerns were more with the defense. And Blackman had a much better game and defensively. And whether Japan had their best roster up there or not. That doesn't
matter to me.
You love to see that. Whatever.
A team coming in versus a rather experimentary, U.S. team. You want to see them play well, which brings me to the question.
Justin Bieber said Tristan Blackman was changing batteries in his controller on that goal.
I'm telling you, this was not. He was like, yo, you know when like you're playing live, but you got to pee? That's what happened.
Okay, let's go.
Player of the game.
Who was it, everybody? What? Put it in the chat. Who do you think is going to be? We got Phalaron Balogun.
Phalaron Balogun deserves player of the game. It was a conversation early on with Thinking Zendejas. It was a conversation towards the end between Pulisic and Balogun. Balogun, for me, gets player of the game because of how much has been heaped on this man while he was injured,
right.
Watching other players start to step up, watching some players work their way out of the national team. Shouts to Patrick Edgerman. I hope you're healing.
I love that you gave him the recognition that he deserved.
I mean, I didn't want to say what I was talking about, but I think you all knew. I think watching that and then what gave me the reason to suggest that he deserves to be player is because it wasn't just the what I expect from Balogun, which is turn and shoot, play off the shoulder, turn and shoot, play in tight spaces. Yo, he's really good on hold up. He makes everyone around him a little bit better and a little bit more active and a little bit more of a threat on goal. So for him to be able to do that, where at first in the first half, I was like, yo, I need to see you be a bit more assertive in front of goal. I still don't like the fact that he only passes at the goal. He doesn't actually shoot. I need to see you put a little bit of power behind some shots.
A little mustard on it.
Yeah, dog, be angry, bro. Okay. You heard what that ball said about your mama? You know what I mean?
He's been
yipping crazy in the group chat. He got photos. That's for me, he's the player of the match.
Yeah,
for that
well
reason.
Deserved. I love the goal because I think it was incredibly composed, but he's doing a lot even before he receives the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this a lot throughout the game, really pointing at directions. I'm not saying he's the same caliber of player, but Zlatan's frustration with his teammates when he was at like LA Galaxy about like, yo, get me the ball here. This is what I, and there were a lot of moments where Balogun is like, yo, I'm making the run. I'm pointing right there. Like, get the ball there. And there was one moment I remember with Diego Luna, that he's like pointing, and it's a difficult pass for sure. But he's like, my homies back at the club,
yeah,
at my club, would have made that pass.
Pogba would get me that ball. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right? So my only issue in general with and it's not just a Balogun issue, it's any striker that plays for the U.S. men's national team. Yeah, he had 30 touches in this game. And that's not...
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's not terrible.
He did create the most amount of chances.
Yes. Yeah. But in the goal, what I was mentioning as well, I loved the little bit of... The little bump, the little pushing the defender like just out of the way so that the defender would have to either foul you to get to the ball.
Yeah.
But it's just... There's so much happening before he receives the ball.
High striker IQ.
Yeah, man. And so that was...
But the real question is, Christian, does this make him your number one striker on the U.S. men's national
team?
Does
this make it... I mean...
Does this... You heard the question.
this one goal, this one game, right now, given...
Has his stock risen to the level where he's now your number one?
He is the... Right now, he is, yes. I mean, I'm glad that he was back because he was injured. For a lot, so we didn't see him for a very long time. But when I'm seeing he doesn't look as rusty as I expected him to look. So
I agree with that.
So for right now, he's the number one. We'll see what Ricardo Pepi looks like when he gets his form, because in the next international window, maybe he gets a call up.
I hope he has enough time to get match fit and all that by World Cup. I do have a thing to say though, Damian Downs. I know it's only 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to do what I've done every time. I saw something from him that I don't see from Balogun, that I do see from Pepi, which is that he's more the term I'm going to steal Tony Miola's term because I think it's perfect. He's more goal dangerous. I can't simply tell you what it is, but his first instinct is skull, is score goals. Like
skull, he's skull, a skull.
Skull. He's right here. He was right here, yeah. And then he spits. No, it's scoring goals. It's like, how do I get in front? How do I make the goalkeeper uncomfortable? How do I make the goalkeeper nervous? How do I get the defender thinking I'm going for a goal? Where Pepi is more about like that. He feels more of an infield player. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
He feels like he wants to play within the pockets, where Damian Downs wants to start driving. He wants to get in the box
a little bit more versatile.
Yeah, not versatile, maybe not the word, but his intention is more goal.
I think we're also, he comes in late in game, so he's playing against a little bit more tired.
And he's trying
defender.
To prove he deserves to be there. So right. More of that. Am I crazy though? I'm not saying Damian Downs deserves to be number one.
No,
I don't even think he's, is he three?
Him being on
Josh Sargent. Josh Sargent on your list of strikers?
This is where I was going to get to. Josh Sargent doesn't belong in the group chat of the U.S. national team. I mean,
damn.
I'm saying this as respectfully as humanly possible. Josh Sargent, and I've said this for like 2 years. We've seen it. I understand. He does it at Norwich. I love it for him. Great. He can't do it. In a U.S. shirt. Stop.
Why?
Stop calling him in.
Why are you giving this guy more chances?
I mean, it does not work. How many times are you going to try it? It doesn't matter which coach. What system?
There's just something happening
it's
there.
It's just something. It's like a mental thing when he's wearing the yellow and green shirt. He's
whatever, canary, you know what I mean?
He can bicycle kick it. He can do everything, every type of goal you could possibly think of. But when it's on the U.S., he just can't. He just can't.
Okay, so give me your top three U.S. men's national team strikers right now. In order.
Balogun, Pepi, and... I mean,
this is
Downs.
One.
I guess Downs. I mean, there's
it
nobody
has
else.
To be Damian Downs. That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
are you not going to put Brendan Vasquez back there?
No, and he's injured. He's not going to be.
You're not going to put like a Ben White.
No. No. I mean, they've had their opportunities.
You put Adjiman.
We saw the goal. Adjiman. We'll see why he ends up doing at Derby County. That is a possibility.
I don't know. Maybe let us know in the chat. You know, are Skulls enough? Is what I'm asking. Is Damian Downs, does he deserve to be at least the number three? Part of me believe this is not where I thought we'd be 12 months ago.
Right.
But Damian Downs right now is number 12. It's number three. Let's talk. You want to talk Pulisic?
Yeah, let's talk about, yes. the man making his return, Christian Pulisic. He had a pretty decent game. He got the assist.
I mean, you're seeing it here. He took no goals, right? But he did get the great assist on Balogun's goal. He took 4 shots, 59 touches, which is a really good amount. I wish he had a little more, but 8 touches in the opposition box, which is huge. He also dribbled the most out of anyone on this. He had 4 dribbles, so he was very active. Mm-hmm. This is what we like to see. This also felt like what was missing from the last, from the Gold Cup. This is what it felt like it was missing from previous times where he didn't play for whatever reason. It's just the ability to take on defenders, and he causes so much havoc that people, the defenders have to collapse to him. And seeing that again just makes me happy.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the best performance he's ever put together in a men's national team shirt. But it was good enough where I'm like, this is the type of player that we need. This is why we want him so bad on the squad.
Especially in these matches, in these friendlies, I try to look at the players that are going to just make me feel comfortable with where we are leading into this World Cup. And Pulisic is never not going to be like called in if he's available. But I'm not even, my expectations are incredibly high for him. And I want to see the leadership. I want to see him play well. So I'm not necessarily feeling that sense of poise and leadership for the rest of the squad.
It's almost like I'm mad at him being like, this is why we need you here.
Right.
By the way, read Ben Skolnick's last comment.
Ben Skolnick said, 8 touches in the box. Sounds like my prom. Let's go. Okay. Alexis really rubbing off.
I didn't want to read it myself. Also, we're talking about Damian Downs possibly being number 3. Bryce Jackson said, Haji Wright punching air not being considered right now by the Gulligans. Haji Wright, he's another one of those players where I'm like, all right, I need to see something else when you come to the national team.
Yeah, look, he got his inclusion in the last World Cup was, I think, a bit of a surprise to some, but he scored.
Alexi Lalas tweeted out Haji wrong, if I'm not mistaken, and he looked pretty good.
What a sick burn from Alexi.
Got him.
Wow, that might be the worst thing Alexi Lalas has ever said.
Yo, that's the only time he's been wrong.
He's had effectively 3 years to do something special at his club, and I think he's also dealt with a few injuries and stuff like that. He hasn't really lit it up he's at Coventry, right?
My hot take about all that is, if his toenail wasn't over the line and they go to the final of FA Cup, he's probably in the conversation for men's national team more. I don't know why. It's just something about that moment would have been such a big.
It does a lot. Yeah. It does a lot for your confidence. It does a lot for your perceived by the rest of the world. Look at Chris Richards. Look at even Matt Turner, who didn't really play much, but he's lifting up that FA Cup. And, there's at least some consideration.
I will try him. We'll try him. All right, Matt Turner, you're striker.
You see all the photos of the trophy. Must be good, right?
Right. Look, our chat is killing it right now, but I know Twitter must have had some funny takes.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at some Twitter reactions.
Okay. So this is Paul Carr. Paul Carr, where's Parker? He's a journalist. I forgot
where's he parked? all right, folks.
But Chris Richards led the USMNT with 56 first half touches. Pass network is pretty. Okay. Next up, what do we got? Pochettino on this USMNT. Shout out to I love that we included Alexi Lalas in this. This is look, we do get sort of
I gave him a passing grade.
Positive results can like make us a little bit deluded. What's that? What do we got next? Captain Pulisic.
2026 is ours again, USMNT Nation. I love how toxic this fan base is.
We're delusional after even a little bit of success.
Damn, bro. It's like you bring your married new dad friend out, you know what I mean? And the waitress gives him a look and he's like, F up my life. That's exactly what this is. Tommy Boger says, U.S. men's national team beats Japan 2-0. Best performance against a good team under Mauricio Pochettino, even if Japan didn't start a few key players. Really, really important evening for the program and Pochettino. Hopefully 3-4-2-1 is here to stay. Plenty to improve, but this was much needed. Oof. Should we talk about that last
keeping that two formation? Sentences?
I'm at the back.
It scares me.
Mm. That also sounds like prom. I went to Catholic school.
It scares me because of who are the three, right? So today it was Blackman, Ream, and Richards. That's
how many of those names scare you?
Two of them.
Okay, good. All right. If you said one, I said, Christian, you part of the problem.
They scare
we
me.
We need to be ageists, is what I'm saying.
We need to be much more biased and mean, okay? Get rid of these DEI hires in the back line.
Is old part of DEI?
I
love Tim Ream as a human being, and I love him as a player. 100%. I think he's done a lot. But in a year from now, playing against World Cup with the pressure's ratcheted up and the inspiration is ratcheted up.
The players that they will be facing in any group is going to be terrifying.
I don't know how comfortable I am with Tim Ream starting. But if we have Chris Richards and pick two other names, not named Blackman or Ream, I'm kind of happy with three at the back. And I'll say this yet again. Austin Trusty is left-footed. I think Mark McKenzie is left-footed, if we could double-check that. We have some left-footed center backs that are a part of this program that can go out and do a bid on the left-sided center back. I've been talking about three at the back for a long time since Berhalter tried it in a friendly a while back when he had like a real cut squad. Like this wasn't like an A squad. This is what I'm talking about. I think we should be playing three at the back. We have very, very, very athletic players, something that other nations don't always have across their full 11. This feels like the right move for us.
So, I mean, what could that back line look? If it's three at the back, then we're thinking, obviously not Arson. It would be a Jedi Robinson on the left, on the left wing back.
Jedi Robinson is left wing back.
And then right, then either.
Which, by the way, I think no one's upset about
that. No one's upset about that. Then
Serginho Dest.
Not Freeman. So, but then there's a little bit of concern defensively.
Well, no, you pull a midfielder out for a center back. That's the problem.
Right.
But we're talking about two fullbacks that essentially are midfielders. Wingbacks.
Wingbacks.
Yeah.
No, Freeman is not essentially a midfielder. Dest. Do not say that. Dest. Okay. It's a little bit a little bit defensive risk. That right center back would be Richards.
I don't think it's a defensive risk because then you go five at the back when
the left center back is going to be the concern a little bit. Because then if Jedi Robinson has to support that left center back, then we can't have him up top where he can really do a lot of stuff building out of the back. So
Mark McKenzie's right footed. Who's the other left footed center back I'm thinking about?
I don't know. Somebody just said Jackson Reagan from the Seattle Sounders is clear.
I'm gonna need y'all to slow down.
We got a lot of Sounders in the chat. Sounders fans in the chat. But I mean, look, the Sounders. They're making a case for themselves. I mean, Christian Roldan doesn't get on this team without, you know, the Leagues Cup win and the consistent MLS season.
We're going to start P-testing on this show. why don't we go to the comments? We got some really nice comments in here. Maybe Ann said, y'all think Paul Chaz has the boys watching this live stream instead of breaking down for something. Paul just like, hey. Mira.
You want to let loose a little bit?
Los hooligans, they know.
Los hooligans.
They know what's up. No listen to Landon.
Bryce Jackson said, USMNT fan base, so toxic, so DeLulu. We all need to be medicated, but our insurance won't cover it.
We ain't got no insurance, bro. That's just the way we going outside, dog.
Bro.
I love our chat.
Next up.
Tim Ream cannot be there. I think he is. he's still good, but not young enough for that grind. Said Major Money. Major Money, one of the greatest names we've ever had in our chat, by the way.
Thank you, Major Money.
Salute. I salute you, Major Money.
Next up, Spider Zlatan said Reem didn't have his reading glasses on, to be frank.
He need bifocals. You know what I mean? I need one for the player near me at the bottom, and the top is to see the outside.
We're basically making a case to have Tim Reem do watch-alongs with us during the World Cup next season.
Bro, I prefer you to be here. We got three center backs right here. You could be one of them. Major Money said, if Poch wants to keep his job, Alexis needs to get him a pair of black Air Forces. Ahead of the next window, international window. Bro. This man understands what's up.
I hope we have that kind of influence.
I've done it once before. BJ Callahan.
Well, he wore them, right? Yeah. So maybe it can happen.
I've done it once before, and I'll do it again. I tried with Berhalter and the men's national team press off.
All right. Nope. All right. So we should talk a little stock up, stock down.
Let's go with who has the biggest stock up. Oh. Who has the biggest stock up? Is it a horse? Jesus. Who had the biggest climb? Who made the biggest difference?
I mean, for me, I think Zendejas.
That's the name I was thinking about.
That is such a, and it's like a skillful, beautiful goal that we never get. We never get goals like that anymore.
Why don't we get those goals, bro?
It ain't fair.
We asked for them.
We want some beautiful goals. I mean, also credit to the goalkeeper for Japan.
He did make some amazing stuff.
He was fantastic. He made some just an incredible save. Osake, I forgot his name.
You're talking about Osake.
Yes, I think that was his name.
No, Osako.
Osako. Okay.
Keisuke Osako.
He was fantastic, but
I didn't know he's Irish. Osako. That's crazy.
Okay. But
there's no apostrophe. That's crazy.
But the fact that Zendaya scores this goal and great move from Max Arfton, a step over.
The Max Arfton celebration was like, I told ya. Bro, I try to tell ya.
Des never heard of him.
Put me on top, coach.
It says. I also think a lot of factors of the confidence as well. From game one.
By the way, maybe Ann said, Nolando, Don Alexi, very smart. Smart.
Wait, perfect Pochettino accent.
Oh, my God. Is Pochettino in the chat?
A big factor of the confidence, the first game was in a Sports Illustrated Stadium in Harrison, New Jersey.
The old Rebel Arena.
The old Rebel Arena, which if you saw the game, it was South Korea.
It was in Seoul,
South Korea in the stands. Yeah, Every game in that state. When we play Costa Rica, it was all Costa Rica. Yeah. Right? It doesn't matter who we play, that stadium, everybody from New Jersey.
Jersey is a United Nation.
Everybody goes there and it's like, it's not USMNT. Yeah,
there's no Americans in New Jersey.
I don't know why nobody in New Jersey supports US men's national team, but that is the case. But this game was in Columbus, Ohio, which is that is our fortress, our stronghold. So shout out to all the crew fans out there. But Zendaya scoring this goal, which and Arfton creating it as well. It's just one of those moments of like. Also, Zendaya is Zendaya's left footed. I think he's right, isn't he? I don't remember.
I'll find out right now.
But just a great left footed cross, left footed goal.
He is left footed
on the volley. Zendaya's okay, fantastic. Just a good moment. And Zendejas, who I believe he went 8 matches scoreless club and country.
I was going to say, he looked terrible in the last few times. Where I thought like, all right, we're done. We're done with this, experiment.
I'm not done with Zendejas just yet.
No. He's back in the mix. I don't know where, but he's in the conversation.
Yeah.
He's allowed back in the building. I don't know if he gets in the room, but he's in the building. I'm also going to say Balogun. Because of the injury, you never know how a player's going to come back.
Okay.
You never know what's going to happen. There's been times where we've seen the best of what Balogun can bring, but that came under BJ Callahan. So for me, right after Zendejas is Balogun, because I was like, man, I'm hoping he has a game where he's essential on multiple fronts, and he was in this one.
Right. And again, you know, the start for Sargent in that first game, I think was a shame on Pochettino. Like that, you have Balogun there. You know that.
Again, this is about seeing what else he has. I think we saw and we ain't got nothing else.
I just hate that. I hate that aspect of like, you know, this is Sargent is the one that should be getting 10 minutes, not Downs, not minutes. Yeah. So maybe Ant said, y'all think Poch does a full pregame talk in a very passionate Spanish and then turns and realizes they're American.
Hijo de grama. Oh, you guys don't know what I'm...
No, we've seen the behind the scenes like videos and stuff like that. Pochettino, I think there's...
No, he coached in England.
He did coach in England, but there's also... we've noticed this as well, where like when... predominantly Spanish speakers that, you know, English is not their first language. They speak to us. They even speak to us a certain way.
Yeah.
But as soon as like cameras are off, it's like, oh, now they sort of let loose and they can be a little bit more direct. Like the media trained Pochettino, the confidence doesn't really come.
I also feel like it's on purpose. Like, hey, no, pick English. You can't ask me tough questions.
Oh, America, so nice.
Yeah, did great, very good. Okay, we gonna win the World Cup. You gotta calm down. All right. Speaking of winning the World Cup, we got to talk about it. The fans clearly are going nutty on Twitter. We just saw. But where's your confidence? We need to do a confidence meter. Where are you at?
My confidence right now is still pretty low. I mean, it's if 10 is my most highest confidence, I'm at like a 3, bro.
I'm not. And I think part of the reason why you're at a 3 is because you hate the idea of experimenting and testing what we have and how it works and blah, blah, blah. The fact that he tested a 3 at the back and we look good, we look competent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go so far as confident. I'm going to say competent. I'm walking away from this match, and we're seeing some of the rest of the friendlies and upcoming fixtures that we have. Obviously, the two big ones that were just scheduled is Portugal and Belgium here on the East Coast. I think they're both Mercedes-Benz, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know whether. I know one is
Portugal, I believe, is the one in Mercedes-Benz. We're coming up against Ecuador, Australia, Paraguay, and Uruguay. I'm going to walk away from not saying 3. I'm going to say I'm at a 5.
Okay.
I'm at a 5. I'm feeling like we're not going to get embarrassed in the World Cup. That's exactly how
I'm feeling. I think it's going to be fairly embarrassing, and I don't know if we have them or available, but I'll get them. But the some of the comments in some of the match day pressers for Pochettino have not. They're a little aggressive. They're a little, you know, he's clearly showing his frustration with all the commentary about these matches, especially the game against South Korea. I don't love the experimentation right now. I don't love that McKennie is not called up.
Would you rather
up.
He not check to see what else he has?
It's not that he...
What more do you gain by our best 11 beating South Korea? What do you gain from that?
Me not hitting the panic button, not, you know, instilling some confidence in
Do you think that's
USMNT
more important
defense?
Than him testing the mettle of players he has never seen or
yes,
heard of
I
before?
Do. I honestly do.
That may do something for us in a World Cup.
It's a gamble, it's a risk. I mean, this is sports, this is coaching. You're basically kind of guessing. You're making your best educated guess on who you could call in. But I want to feel good going into the World Cup.
I get that.
And I do not.
I get
and
that.
So
and
I, that's what I prioritize.
And I think a lot of fans agree with you. But I think had this coach done that, that would be negligent.
That is a perfectly valid opinion on your part.
I believe it's correct.
I think look at these matches that we have coming up. Ecuador, Australia, Paraguay, Uruguay, Portugal, Belgium. I can't have Josh Sargent playing in any of these games,
swear to God, we're going to start a Josh Sargent PTSD group.
I mean, again, respectfully, I'm sure he's a lovely young man.
Yeah.
He can't. This can't be the where it's too close to the World Cup.
We're going to have to hire Patrick Adjumay, even as injured, just to keep Josh Sargent away from the camp so Christian can breathe. I like Major Money said, nah, screw that. We win in the World Cup. Tailgate competition. Those Europeans ain't never seen cheese this yellow. It's gooey. Y'all don't know what gooey is. Y'all don't have a translation for that.
All right, let's take a look at a couple.
We got some comments, more comments.
Yeah, man. Thank you, everybody, for your contributions.
Let's see what we got here.
Let's see who. Maybe I just said who's Sergeant.
Right? I don't know. We'll know him. We salute Major Money now. We don't salute no sergeants.
Does he work for the Department of War?
Maybe Ann said, so how does Sun get clear to join the USMNT? Let's ask the Atlanta politicians.
No, it was the LA
politicians.
We need to ask her if she could get
my favorite part of that was like she's like, y'all know what I'm about to ask. No, we don't.
Was it Pedro Navas?
Hey, shout out to Pedro Navas.
Says, and Deas may be tiny, but his stock is so up, he has an OF in Blangola. Shout out to all the content creators doing incredible work on that website.
Okay, we got a backup. Blangola OF only shows videos with three in the back.
Oh, shout out to everybody who's watching on the Yahoo Sports Twitter right now.
Yeah. Yahoo's like, this used to be a news channel.
Blangola is a made up country that we made up. There's a lot of Cooligans
the
lore.
The flag's behind us. Don't worry about it. It's a real country. Christian, this is Justin Bieber. He said, Christian trying to be as respectful as he can while being like, Josh, you trash and your whole family trash. You really are taking what I'm saying, but you're just trying to ways around
I'm
it.
I'm just speaking in caps lock, bro. That's all. It's just, I'm like, respectfully, put that in caps lock.
I hope Mateo's not watching because this is what angry dad looks like.
Okay, I don't bring this version home.
That would scare.
Imagine me just going to my son. Why is Josh Sargent playing in this game?
He's like, Papa, quiero TikTok.
It's just, I appreciated the win. I think. Again, having the game in Columbus, having the game where the players themselves are in just like a good, they just look confident and showing a lot of chemistry playing with each other. That felt good, but talking about the whole window.
But forget the whole window. After today, and we have every right to big up ourselves and to feel good about ourselves after this. Walking into this Ecuador match, how are you going to feel?
Not good. Ecuador just beat Argentina today.
We're not asking tough questions right now. I'm asking a simple question. Walking into this Ecuador match, based on just how we played today, forget the World Cup is a few months away. Just going into this Ecuador match, how you feeling?
Going into this Ecuador match, I want the back line right now. Matt Freeze in goal. Jedi Robinson. I'm fine right now.
Oh, you want starting 11s up?
Chris Richards. Serginho Dest. I want Adams. I want
you want best 11.
McKenny, Pulisic, Balogun. I'm missing probably two. Weah.
Yeah.
And then that third midfielder. I don't know who. I don't think he
Leonard
was
Leonard Maloney. Anyway, what happened to him?
That's it. I want. Who do you think Ecuador is gonna be at the World Cup? Play them like we're getting much closer to.
You're crazy.
Play that strong team, man.
Nah, man. Keep testing. Keep finding some of these weirdos. Let me see three at the back. And then after that, shower and get out there and play a good game.
Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. We always appreciate hanging out with everybody in the chat.
So maybe it says Mateo watches Liverpool Champions League final highlights when daddy's at work.
That would break my heart.
He's
dog.
Just like, wait, here's the car coming.
Michael Rose said, Reem, Kristen's talking crazy. I don't know who else right now. He's been playing every game basically this year.
Tell us who you want three at the back.
Oh, Spider-Zathan said, damn, no, Johnny Cardozo could be another.
Cardozo should be, it belongs in there. Yeah.
All right. Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out.
Let's go to Zepalanco back on that Soylent. It's messing with his brain. Listen, we love you guys. Hey, leave a funny comment after this video is posted because the chat kind of goes away.
Exactly. But I love Bunskolnik. It's been around for a long time. I haven't had Soylent in like 6 years.
Yo, he is.
But thank you so much for hanging out, everybody. It is our 10-year anniversary. Some people have been here for all of those 10 years. So
Sergeant versus 10,000 lions. Bunskolnik. Yeah, he remembers the full cannon. Bro.
Make sure if you haven't hit the like button on this video. So everybody in the chat, please do that right now. And if you're watching this post live, make sure you do that. So subscribe to the Cooligans here on YouTube. If you're watching on some of our other channels across Yahoo Sports, hello, how are you doing? My name's Christian. That's Alexis. Hit the like button, subscribe, go to the Cooligans YouTube, do everything you got to do so that, you know, So Yahoo is not too embarrassed by everything that we've said on their airwaves. So, but we'll be back on Thursday with a brand new episode. Our show airs every Monday and Thursday. You can get it on YouTube, across all podcast platforms. So we're always around. So make sure you follow us as well at Soccer Cooligans on all socials. Maybe we'll respond.
Yeah, ask your doctor about prescribing Cooligans.
Okay, yeah. The insurance costs are pretty, really expensive. So, all right. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We will see you on Thursday if you are so inclined. But we always appreciate you. Thank you so much for hanging out, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.